Yeah. This house is very closely associated with the Howard Theater. This was a rooming house during the heydays of the Howard Theater. When the performers came to Washington, they could not live in the hotels. She rented rooms to the performers who performed in the Howard Theater. The tragedy of that is there are no known records of the people or the persons who lived nightly, who were the roomers. We've searched, we've not come up with anything, but this is where they lived. And if you look behind there, there's the carriage house. So if the house was not able to accommodate all of the traveling performers, she rented the carriage house as extra rooms so they could live. And it was also, times were so different then, even when they would come and perform maybe 2 and 3 days, the performer, whoever it was, really became a part of the community. It was very common to see them to walk the streets any time of day. There's a place over there called Cecilia's. You see the yellow on front there?
Yeah.
That was their favorite eating place for them. They would live here, and they enjoyed eating there at Cecilia's. And it's a landmark, but it has all that history of Cecilia has been obliterated. But it was very fine food for the stars. And directly behind the Howard Inn, facing 7th Street, is a restaurant called the Blue Keys. And that was another spot. But the spot, the Blue Keys, which was just torn down, I think they've torn it down now. But that everyone gathered on Sunday morning, because the gangsters and a number of racketeers would bring their mistresses. And they came in their long cars, and it was a sight. People gathered just to see the sight of the people come, of the gangsters and the number of people with their mistress, to get the just to see the dress and the cars. So that, Cecilia's and the Blue Keys. And across the street there was a restaurant called Jimmy Q's, or some kind of Q's. But that was just a big flamboyant place where people went across to eat barbecue. But it's an integral part of this house, Cecilia's and the Blue Keys. That pool hall has been there probably as late as the 80s. Yeah, but the drugs and everything took over.